Proclamation number 7862 of 1st of April, 1961. The bound shall be redeemed. You should open your hearts to my illumination of love from above and you'll receive delicious spiritual knowledge, because my love pours into an open heart and thus the flow of my love is synonymous with the truth from God which resounds in you as my word. And thus, as soon as divine truth can be bestowed upon you, you will also most lightfully recognize my once spoken word to you of spiritual meaning. You will know how I want these words of mine to be understood. You are in my adversary's chains as long as you have no faith in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. For you have become his property of your own free will, he has power over you, you are not free but creatures bound by him. And if you want to become free again, then you must be redeemed by the one who is stronger than he is and who broke his power through his crucifixion, who redeemed you humans from his power with his blood. This one, Jesus Christ, has broken the chains. The adversary can no longer offer resistance to this one, since he gave his life on the cross in order to restore freedom to the bound creatures, in order to redeem them. But this redemption could not take place abruptly because every creature which had emerged from my strength and love had its free will, which now has to decide for itself whether the creature longs for redemption from its dungeon master, whether it wants to escape from his control. When I appointed my disciples to the ministry, when I instructed them to go out into the world in order to proclaim the gospel to all nations, I instructed them to mention my act of salvation so that people should know that I had descended to earth in order to restore their freedom. I myself initiated my disciples into my plan of salvation. I informed them that people were bound and in the adversary's power if they did not take their path to me, that I would release them from his power. I instructed my disciples to exercise their ministry and, in turn, to instruct their fellow human beings which path they had to take in order to escape their bondage, in order to become free from my adversary's chains. For they were supposed to be active in my stead, because I only lived on earth as a human being for a short time, even only with the ultimate aim of redeeming people. But anyone who fully consciously availed himself of the blessings of my act of salvation was prompted by my disciples to change his will, and his return to me was now also guaranteed. He had taken the right path on earth and his path was now also decisive for eternity. You humans must understand that you are still bound when you embody yourselves on earth as a human being, and that you take this earthly path in order to find your way out of this bondage. Yet for this reason you must also know that you are bound and who keeps you bound. And again you must know that there is one who can bring you release from your bondage and what you must do in order to become free. The knowledge of this is conveyed to you through my word, which my true servants proclaim to you. And these servants must be taught by me themselves so that they can impart truthful knowledge to you. And my instruction to these servants will always be to make my will known to people. And whoever listens to these servants and messengers will therefore let them show him the path which leads to freedom. For my servants will point him to Jesus Christ, who alone can set them free from the adversary's power, who can loosen their chains because he broke the adversary's power through his death on the cross. He alone redeems, he alone sets them free, and it is he who shall be proclaimed by my servants and representatives on earth. And therefore their work is also blessed, For through their service for me they can show people the path to freedom who are therefore willing to walk it. Amen.